Chapter 4. Now, my people, since I said that I would prophesy, this is my prophecy, that the things this prophet Zenas said about the house of Israel, comparing them to a tame olive tree, will certainly happen. When he sets about a second time to recover his people, that will be the very last time the Lord's servants will go out in his power to tend and prune his vineyard. Following that, the end will happen quickly. And how blessed are those who have worked diligently in his vineyard. But how cursed are those who will be thrown out to where they belong. And the world will be burned with fire. How merciful God is to us. He remembers the house of Israel, both roots and branches, and reaches out his hands to them all day long. But they're a stubborn, quarrelsome people. Nevertheless, all those who don't harden their hearts will be saved in God's kingdom. So, my dear people, I solemnly urge you to repent and come with all your heart and remain as devoted to God as He is devoted to you. And while His arm of mercy reaches out to you in the light of the day, don't harden your hearts. Do it right now if you're willing to respond to His voice. Don't harden your hearts. Why would you choose to die? After you've been nourished by God's good word all day long, why are you willing to choose to produce evil fruit, which will result in you being cut down and thrown in the fire? Will you reject my words? Will you reject the prophet's words? Will you reject all the words spoken about Christ after so many have spoken about him, and deny the good word of Christ and God's power and the gift of the Holy Ghost? Will you suppress the Holy Spirit and mock the great plan of redemption provided for you? If you choose to do this, then you should realize that when, through Christ's power, you've been redeemed and resurrected and brought before God's judgment bar, you'll be filled with shame and guilt. Is that what you want? Based upon what's just, and justice won't be denied, you'll be destined for the fiery lake that burns like lava. Its flames are unquenchable, and its smoke ascends from eternity to eternity. And this fiery burning lake is endless torment. Therefore, my dear people, repent and enter through the strict, narrow gate and stay on the narrow path until you gain eternal life. Be wise. What more can I say? Finally, I say goodbye until I come face to face with you during God's judgment, an event that strikes the wicked with awful dread and fear. Amen.